Chapter 8, The Diary. 8.1, Introduction. Key Plan is a page-per-day diary which allows you to make notes and reminders for each day of the year. You may also enter appointments for particular times, reschedule them, and include an audible alarm with any appointment. The commands you will use with the diary are similar to those used in the word processor. If you've not used Keysoft before, you may want to practice with a trial document before using the diary. Diary pages are formatted as Braille documents, and you may use Grade 1, Grade 2, or Computer Braille as you wish. You may select the diary from the main menu by pressing D, or from anywhere in Keysoft through the Task menu by pressing space with the 2 sign and then D. 8.2, the Key Plan menu. When you select the diary, the first announcement you will hear is Key Plan menu. Press space repeatedly to hear the 5 choices in this menu, namely Open Diary, Emboss Diary, Print Diary, Setup Options, and Change Diary Drive and Folder. Like all menus, you may select one of these items by pressing Enter when it is announced, or press an initial letter. If you want to make entries in the diary or review its contents, choose Open Diary. This option will be described first. 8.3, Selecting the Date. 8.3.1, Using the Calendar. When you select the Open option, you will hear Key Plan Calendar, Day. Press Enter for today's date. Chapter 8, page 2. You are being presented with a calendar and being offered today's date. If you press Enter, you will be placed at today's diary page. You may choose a different date by moving around the calendar as follows. By day, back or forward, use space with dot 3 or dot 6. By week, use space with dot 2 or dot 5. By month, use space with dot 1 or dot 4. By year, use space with dots 2 and 3 or dots 5 and 6. When the required date is announced, press Enter to select it. 8.3.2, Entering the Date. Alternatively, you may braille the required date. The way you enter dates should agree with the Keysoft date format, either day, month, year, or month, day, year. You can hear which date format is in effect by pressing space with H, and you can check or change the date format with the Utilities option in the main menu. You may braille a date as 25 December 97 or December 25, 97, depending on the format setting. To avoid ambiguity, you must precede each group of numbers with the number sign, which is dots 3, 4, 5, and 6. You may use a three-letter abbreviation for the month, such as 25DEC97. You may also use numbers separated by a slash, which is dots 3 and 4, or a space, in the form 25/12/97. In this case, you only need one number sign at the beginning. If you omit the year, then the current year is assumed. When you've selected or brailled the date, press Enter and you'll be placed in the required diary page. If you've selected today's date, the cursor will be placed at the beginning of the next appointment for today, if one exists. This allows you to check your next appointment very quickly. For other dates, the cursor will be at the top of the page ahead of any existing entries. Chapter 8, page 3. The diary is laid out as a page-per-day desk diary. Each day starts on a new page. The date appears at the beginning of the first line. It is followed by any general notes or reminders which are not associated with any particular time. These may use as many lines as required. The scheduled appointments then follow. Each of these starts on a new line and begins with a time. The appointment details follow on the same line. When an appointment is scheduled or rescheduled, it is placed on the correct page and is sorted into time order with the other entries. You can check the date and the day of the week of a diary page by pressing space with the WH sign. It is announced in the form Tuesday, March 24. The layout and page settings of the diary may be changed through the format menu by pressing space with the THE sign, then L for layout or P for page settings. These work in the standard Keysoft manner, except that the layout applies throughout the current year, like the page settings. 8.5, Entering Text. 8.5.1, Making Notes on a Page of the Diary. To make notes on any page of the diary, first select the date. The cursor will be placed ahead of any text which may already be on the page. If the page is blank, then just start typing. If there's already text on the page, check that the cursor is in the right place before typing. You may move the cursor to a different point in the text by using the reading commands. These are similar to keyword commands. When you've finished typing an entry, you do not need to press Enter unless you require a new line. If you have selected today's date, the cursor will be placed on a scheduled appointment if one exists. You may use the reading commands to relocate the cursor, or you may go to the top of the page by pressing space with dots 1, 2 and 3. Chapter 8, page 4. 8.5.2, Scheduling Appointments. From any diary page, enter the appointment menu by pressing space with the ST sign, which is space with dots 3 and 4. The appointment menu contains four items, namely, schedule an appointment, reschedule an appointment, or cancel an appointment, and alarm status. You may review the list and select an item by pressing Enter, or you may press the initial letter of the required item. There are also quick commands for these options. These are listed in the Command Summary, section 13.5.2. To schedule an appointment, enter the appointment menu by pressing space with the ST sign and select Schedule by pressing S. You'll hear Appointment Day, press Enter for the current day. A calendar is being presented. If the offered date is correct, just press Enter. Otherwise, move around the calendar to the required date or braille it and then press Enter. The next prompt will be Appointment Time. The way you enter appointment times should agree with the setting of 12 or 24-hour format, which you hear by pressing space with H. You can check or change the time format with the Utilities option in the Keysoft main menu. You may enter a time without using number signs in the form HH colon MM, where HH is hours and MM is minutes, separated by a colon. You may abbreviate an entry with fewer digits or no colon if it is unambiguous. In 12-hour format, follow the minutes by a space and then an A or P to denote before noon or afternoon. Press Enter and you'll hear Appointment Title. Type the reason for this appointment and press Enter. The title will be inserted in the diary straight after the time. If necessary, you may add further notes about this appointment after you've finished scheduling it. Chapter 8, page 5. You will then be asked, do you wish to set an alarm on this appointment? If you do not, press N. If you want to set an alarm, press Y and you will hear the prompt, warning time, press Enter for N, where N is the default warning time. This feature may be used to sound the audible alarm in advance of the appointment to allow you time to travel to your appointment, for example. To change the setting, type the required warning time in minutes and press Enter. A number sign is optional, and the value can be between 0 and 120 minutes. You will then hear Appointment Scheduled. The time will be inserted into the diary page on a new line followed by the title. The appointment will be sorted into the correct time order for the current date, and the cursor will be placed just after the new entry. To make another entry, use the Appointment menu by pressing space with the ST sign again. You do not need to be in the required place in the diary, as you'll be prompted for the date and time. The new entry will be sorted into order with existing entries. You may set as many alarms as you wish. 8.6, Reviewing the Appointments. 8.6.1, The Review Commands. Most Keysoft review commands are available in the diary, but two groups of commands are somewhat different. To read all entries for the previous, current or next day, press space with dots 2 and 3, or dots 2, 3, 5 and 6, or dots 5 and 6. Both scheduled appointments and notes will be spoken. The cursor moves to the top of the new day for previous and next, but does not move for current. To read the previous, current or next entry, press space with dot 1, or dots 1 and 4, or dot 4. This action will read one complete appointment or a line of notes. The previous and next commands will move the cursor to the beginning of the new appointment or line. Repeated use of the previous or next commands will move the cursor through the diary. A beep will indicate that there are no more entries to read in the current year. Chapter 8, page 6. To move the cursor to the top or bottom of the current day, press space with dots 1, 2 and 3, or space with dots 4, 5 and 6. To read continuously, press space with G. To stop speech at any time, press backspace with Enter. 8.6.2, checking your next appointment. You can hear your next appointment from any point in Keysoft without leaving what you are doing. To do this, enter the Options menu by pressing space with O, then select the Next Appointment option. The appointment details will be read and you'll be returned to the point at which you selected the Options menu. The other way of checking your next appointment is to enter the diary and select today's date in the calendar. This will place you at your next appointment for the day if there is one. 8.6.3, Finding an Appointment. You may need to find an appointment whose date you have forgotten. If you remember a word, name or phrase in the text, then you can use the Find command, space with F, to find it. If the text is found, you may read the appointment by pressing space with dots 1 and 4, and you can query the date by pressing space with the WH sign. The text may appear more than once in the diary, so you may not find the required appointment on the first try. 8.7, Editing Appointments. After you have made entries in the diary, you may edit the text, delete or move it, and change its layout. Most of the Keysoft commands are available for editing. For example, backspace with dots 2 and 5 will delete the word under the cursor. The Block Commands menu, obtained by pressing space with B, provides the same marking, cutting, and pasting operations which are available in the word processor. Chapter 8, page 7. Like the review commands, there are some minor differences. Backspace with dots 1 and 4, which in the word processor is delete to end of sentence or delete to end of line depending on the reading mode, will either cancel the appointment the cursor is in or delete to the end of the line if the cursor is in a note. 8.8, Selecting Another Date. There are two ways to select another date. You may return to the calendar by pressing space with E and then select or braille the required date, or you may move forward or backward to a different date in the current year by using the go-to command, that is space with the GH sign, which is space with dots 1, 2 and 6. When you press space with the GH sign, Keysoft will prompt Go Where? Press F for forwards or B for back. Follow this with D, W or M to move a day, week or month, and then press Enter. You may also put a number and space before the D, W or M. For example, to move forward 3 days, use the following. Space with the GH sign, number sign, 3, space, D, enter. To find where the cursor is currently located, press space with the WH sign. The day and date will be spoken, and if the cursor is in an appointment, the appointment time will also be spoken. This is also useful for checking the day of the week. Today's date and day of the week can be checked from any point in Keysoft through the Options menu by pressing space with O, then D. 8.9, Rescheduling and Cancelling Appointments. Once an appointment has been made, you may reschedule it for a different day or time. Position the cursor anywhere in the required entry, enter the Appointment menu by pressing space with the ST sign, and select Reschedule Appointment. You'll be presented with the calendar and asked, reschedule to which day? Press Enter for the current day. Chapter 8, page 8. Select the required day and you'll then be asked for a new time. Type a time and press Enter. The entry will then be rescheduled for the chosen day and time. To cancel an appointment, position the cursor anywhere in the required entry, enter the appointment menu and select Cancel Appointment. You'll be asked to confirm your intention, so press Y. You may also cancel an appointment by using the deletion command to delete its time and text. 8.10, Alarms. 8.10.1, When Alarms Sound. An alarm will ring at its programmed time. Even if the companion is switched off, it will switch itself on to ring an alarm. If not acknowledged, the alarm will continue ringing for a length of time called the alarm ringing time. It'll then be silent until the alarm repeat time has elapsed, or a key is pressed, or the machine is switched on again, in which case it will sound again. Section 8.10.4 describes how to review or change the alarm ringing time and the alarm repeat time settings. 8.10.2, Acknowledging an Alarm. To acknowledge an alarm which has sounded, press backspace and enter together. You are then automatically placed in the alarm menu. Keysoft will say Alarm Options Menu. The four possible actions may be heard by pressing space repeatedly. Select the one you want by pressing enter. Chapter 8, page 9. They are: cancel the alarm, read the alarm details without cancelling, postpone the alarm, and you'll be asked how long you wish to postpone the alarm for, go to the corresponding appointment in the diary. The alarm will be cancelled and the cursor will be placed at the start of the appointment so that you can read its details. 8.10.3 Alarm Status. You may review or change the alarm status of an appointment in the diary. To do this, position the cursor anywhere in the required appointment, enter the appointment menu by pressing space with the ST sign, and select the Alarm Status option. KeySoft will say whether or not the alarm is set and will ask you if you want to change it. Press Y or N as required. If you're setting an alarm, you'll also be asked for the warning time. Either select the offered time by pressing Enter or type a new value and press Enter. 8.10.4 Alarm Setup. The ringing and repeat times have the same values for all alarms. To review or change the values, first move to the Key Plan menu. In the Key Plan menu, select Setup Options and KeySoft will enter the Key Plan setup list. The first item in this list is Alarm Ringing Time, currently 30 seconds. This is the length of time an audible alarm will sound before it turns itself off. To change the value, type the required duration in seconds and press Enter. The value can be anywhere between 5 and 600. A number sign is optional. The second item in the list is Alarm Repeat Period, currently 10 minutes. This is the period of time for which an unacknowledged alarm will be silent before it sounds again. To change the value, type the required duration in minutes and press Enter. The value can be between 1 and 60. 8.11 Embossing and Printing. Any part of the diary may be embossed or printed. This section refers to embossing, but the procedure for printing is the same. Chapter 8, page 10. To emboss part of the diary, first move to the Key Plan menu and then select Emboss Diary. You'll be asked Emboss or Set Up Embosser. The Emboss option leads to a series of prompts to select the dates to emboss. The Setup option allows the companion to be set up to match your embosser. This is the same as the Setup option presented when embossing a document and is described in Section 5.5. If you've already set up your companion for embossing documents, you do not need to set it up again. Assuming that the embosser has already been set up, you may proceed to emboss part of the diary. Press E for Emboss, and KeySoft will prompt, Emboss from which date? Press Enter for the current date. You may accept the offered date or type a different date or choose the starting date from the calendar which is being presented. The next prompt is Emboss up to and including which date. Select a finishing date in the same year, and when you hear Embosser ready, press Y and embossing will begin. If you want more than one copy, press N and you'll be asked for the number of copies. Enter a number, press Enter, and you'll be placed at the Embosser Ready prompt again. Press Y and the embosser should start immediately. The number of copies is not retained. Whenever you want to emboss more than one copy of selected diary pages, press N at the Embosser Ready prompt and change the number of copies as required. End of Chapter 8.